Almighty God, with gratitude in our hearts, we bow before you in humility and prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth shall declare your praise.
Psalm 24. Look up and live. Let us never forget that this world and everything in it belongs to God. But not all of this world's citizens recognize or give allegiance to their Creator.
Who are the ones who truly love and serve God? They are the people who discover and live within His purposes for their lives. They are the people who turn away from self-centered concerns to live for those around them.
Let us look up and live. God is present in all His glory and majesty. Our loving Lord is here with us and will manifest Himself through His creation. We are His beloved and empowered servants in this beautiful world that He created.
Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verse 28. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear Him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A couple of weeks ago, I was introduced to a man whose life story has made an impression on me. His name is Father Stanley Rother. Have you heard of him? I hadn't until just a few short weeks ago. He was born March 27, 1935, in a small town in Oklahoma. He grew up on a family farm and attended Holy Trinity Catholic Church and school. When Stanley was young, he did chores around the farm. He went to school, played sports. He was an altar server. He was an ordinary person. While in high school, he began to discern a vocation to the priesthood, and Stanley attended a seminary in San Antonio, Texas. Despite major struggles with Latin, he was ordained in May of 1963, and after a few short years of serving as a priest in his home state of Oklahoma, he volunteered to join the diocesan mission in Guatemala, and there he served a native tribe descendants of the Mayans. He celebrated Mass in their native language, and he helped translate the New Testament into their own language so that they could hear and fully appreciate the Word of God. Father Rother ministered to this poor community, sharing the sacraments, visiting the sick, opening a hospital, a school, even a radio station, and using his farming skills to help the locals in the fields, bringing in new crops and building an irrigation system. During the time that he served the people in Guatemala, civil war broke out, and the Catholic Church was caught in the middle due to its commitment to catechize and educate the people, as well as care for the poor. Father Rother provided food for widows and children of those who had been kidnapped by the government, and he helped search for bodies of people who were missing. And he provided refuge in the church for those who needed it. Eventually, Father Rother's name appeared on the death list. And for his safety and the safety of his associate at the time, he returned home to Oklahoma. But he didn't stay long because he found that his heart remained with the people of Guatemala. Feeling strongly that the shepherd cannot run at the first sign of danger, he was determined to return and continue the work of the mission. His personal writings included the words, "If it is my destiny that I should give my life there, so be it." And that's what happened. Within a few months of his return, three men entered the rectory on July 28th of 1981. They fought with Father Rother and then executed him. No one was ever held responsible. On December 1st of 2016, Pope Francis officially recognized Father Rother as a martyr for the faith. He's the first martyr of the United States and the first U.S.-born priest to be beatified, which is the final stage before being canonized a saint. I imagine Father Stanley Rother was familiar with today's scripture. I'd like to think that it helped solidify the decision to return to Guatemala despite this threat of death. Do not fear those who can kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. I'm certain some part of him was indeed afraid, but it didn't keep him from doing what he believed he was called to do, to love and serve God's people. The history of the Catholic Church is filled with heroes and martyrs who gave their lives for the faith. I've heard plenty of stories, but there's something about this story that touches my heart in a different way. Maybe it's because this man lived in my lifetime. It makes it seem more real to me. He makes today's scripture come alive for me. I hope his story does that for you too. Blessed Stanley Rother, pray for us.
Only in God do we lift our hearts and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time that we have spent together learning more about you and worshiping your name. Help us to see your blessings around us in the simple, small things that bring us joy each day. As we leave this place, help us to go forth with joy that can only come from you. With a humble heart, we pray.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us in prayer today. May Almighty God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, hold you in blessing, now and forever.
Amen.
God's peace go with you, and we'll see you tomorrow.